This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We are expecting to see that car and truck sales collapsed to a record low in April. Figures from some of the automakers are due this morning. The sales figures could be worse than that terrible January of 2009 during the depths of the last financial crisis. Here's Marketplace's Jack Stewart.
Analysts' figures show around 625,000 vehicles were sold in April, but the over 50% drop-off isn't as bad as China saw at the height of its COVID-19 lockdown. Eric Lyman, chief industry analyst at TrueCar, says sales dropped 80% there. For some U.S. shoppers, the coronavirus may have actually driven a car purchase.
We know that public transportation is something people are shying away from. We know that the vehicle is an integral part to our American life.
Sales held up better in parts of the country with less strict stay-at-home measures. Michelle Krebs at Auto Trader says people with incomes in the $50,000 to $99,000 range are doing most of the buying, and pickup trucks continue to be popular purchases. People hold on to trucks for up to a decade, she says, so recent incentives have been very popular.
0% financing for 84 months, it works really well with trucks.
Analysts say April's figures should be as low as sales go, and they could recover, even if only modestly, in May. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.